ministry, and everyone who is a pastor must receive a call to ministry. One of the biggest problems is there are people in pastoral ministry that see it as a career or that see it as something they can do. People who are gifted to speak very well think, I can be a pastor. All I have to do is learn the coin language and the phrases and the techniques involved and around in becoming a better pastor, and because I'm a good public speaker, I can be a pastor. Well, unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there like that, but that is not the essence of being involved in pastoral ministry. There must be a call, and we must understand where the call comes from. The call comes from Jesus Christ himself. Now you say, well, really? So do I have to hear Jesus speak to me audibly? Well, no, but you can hear Jesus call you. And this is graphically illustrated in Scripture. This is the way it is. A lot of people say, God called me to ministry. Well, make sure Jesus was the vehicle that God called you through. In other words, that love and that relationship with Jesus was. If you were just called because God called you, then we would almost have to question sometimes, who is your God? Because Jesus is what makes our relationship connect to God specifically. And where I go into churches which may not have a high or any developed relationship with Jesus Christ, we hear a lot of God, God, God. God said this. God did this. God has called this. God demands this. Well, does he do that through the very person of Jesus? And that's where we have to really, really be careful and know that the relationship issue with Jesus is ultimately the most important issue. Now, let's look at how Jesus calls his apostles and his disciples. We have to understand two things, that there are two groups of people around Jesus in the early parts of the New Testament. In all four of the Gospels, we see it quite evident, although we don't see it defined out.